I do not own the rights to this song. This is by Hillsong United and Tyre, called Oceans Where My Feet May Fall. This song just resonates with my spirit. I've been listening on repeat since I heard it, and I just want to share it with y'all. So as you go through what you go through today, and as we get closer to Easter, I just want this song to resonate with your spirit as well, which I do believe it will. And thank you, God, for overcoming death so we can have eternal life, so we can experience you as living waters to our life, Father. And thank you, God, for having us die and be reborn again within you. And Father, thank you so much for the word that you give us, for it to be living word to us and a reflection to how you intend our lives to be and the purpose that you have given us. Thank you, God. So that was a snippet of the song. You can find it for yourself. But I wanted to focus on today is living a life that God has for us, and giving up everything that we want to live our life as, and living the life that God intended for us. So John chapter 13, verse 13 through 32 in the King James Version. And it reads, "Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is no greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. I speak not of you all. I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled. He that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me. Now I tell you before it come, that when it comes to pass, ye may believe that I am he. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receiveth whomsoever I send receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me." When Jesus had thus said, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me." Then the disciples looked one on another, doubting of whom he spake. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples, whom Jesus loved, Simon Peter, therefore beckoned to him that he should ask who it should be of whom he spake. He then, lying on Jesus' breast, saith unto him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered, He it is, to whom I shall give a sop when I have dipped it. And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the Simon of Simon. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus unto him, That thou doest do quickly. Now no man at the table knew of that intent he spake this unto him, for some of them thought, because Judas had the bag, that Jesus had said unto him, Buy those things that we have need of against the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. He then, having received the sop, went immediately out, and it was night. Therefore, when he was gone out, Jesus said, Now is the Son of Man glorified and God is glorified in him? If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself, and shall straightway glorify him. So, basically, that's the time of the Last Supper, when Jesus was washing the disciples' feet to give them example of how they should be going forward. And with that being said, that's when he revealed to all of them that Judas is going to betray him so we can have eternal life forever. And thank you, God, for all that you do so we can receive the Father through you, Jesus. And thank you so much for allowing us to have this opportunity to enter into the house that has many rooms. Thank you, God. And I just want to encourage y'all as you go through today, never give up on God's message to you and purpose for you. Because at the end of the day, we're supposed to live as God intended us to live. That means loving one another, showing each other love, and doing things that people don't understand, but they understand God. To understand God, they will see it through you. So thank you, God, for everything you do.